And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, as we head into this three-day holiday weekend, studies are now finding that Americans are enjoying less vacation time in general. To find out just how much less time off work and time traveling we're now doing, I'm joined by Carol Rehm, Senior Director of Research at Focusrite, a travel industry research firm. Carol, thank you so much for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Does the rest of the world, especially Europeans who take these big vacation breaks every year, consider us just a country of crazy workaholics?
Pretty much, yes. And they wouldn't be wrong in that assumption sometimes.
Now, you know, you conducted the survey of more than 2,000 U.S. travelers when it comes to the amount of time they're taking off from work and traveling. What did you find?
Well, ever since 2009, Americans have been a bit reluctant to spend on indulgent things, or at least products that feel indulgent. And unfortunately, vacations often fall into that bucket.
So are we, in fact, traveling less this year, last year, than we have in the past?
Well, there has certainly been a recovery since 2009, but it's just not quite as robust as we'd like to see it. So when we looked at the results in 2011 versus 2010, we saw some improvement in terms of the number of trips that were being taken, but unfortunately the number of people who are actually taking those trips has remained pretty flat.
Is there any kind of a percentage that you have in terms of the Americans that are planning on traveling this year and taking time off work?
Definitely well over 60%, which is great to see, but we would definitely like to see it more towards the levels that we saw in 2008, where it was over 70%.
No kidding. So 40% plan to not take any time off at all. When it comes to the amount of time taken off, is that also dropping?
Well, I'd say that there are, and this goes to the way that we think about what we call travel, some trips where you don't spend money per se, where you might drive and see a friend or, you know, stay with a family member, we don't count those as vacations per se. And so there's still a lot of travel activity that's a bit different. When we think about vacations, my company at least, we refer to those trips where you might be staying in a hotel and purchasing products. So there is a lot of alternatives that people, I think, have been smart about taking to save money but still have some time at least away from home, even if they're not indulging in a hotel and splashing around in its pool.
Is a holiday weekend, is that essentially considered a vacation then also?
Well, we look at travel as kind of that product where you're purchasing a vacation, but there's so many great alternatives that don't really cost much money at all, like driving and going camping. And that sort of activity certainly is happening. It's just not something that we measure.
I'm talking to Carol Rehm. She's a senior director of research at Focusrite, a travel industry research firm. So AAA Michigan expecting over a million state residents to travel over 50 miles this holiday weekend. But in general, how far are Americans traveling when they're taking these vacations?
Well, there's definitely a wide range, and summertime is that great time where the kids are out of school and you can venture farther from home and you certainly have more time to do it. Certain destinations, certainly since the recession, have had a tougher time coming back. When you think about destinations like Hawaii, where you really have to fly and it's a long-distance trip, we've seen destinations like that suffer. But in general, travelers are saying they're expecting to go a bit farther than they have in previous years, so that's great news for a lot of destinations.
Is air travel in general on the decline right now for recreation?
I'd say it's relatively flat, and a lot of that has to do with the price of oil, which is certainly very volatile, and airlines have to be very concerned about that. Just their profitability has been very difficult for them in the past few years, since we've seen a lot of mergers in this space. But in general, I think you'll find that airfares, there's some deals to be had, but airlines can be very cautious in making sure those planes go out full.
I know after 9/11 we saw a decline due to concerns about security, but in general now it's just a matter of simply of money. People feel Americans feel they don't have enough money to take these trips.
Well, there's the question of having the money versus feeling really confident about the future. It's very often a very large sum of cash that you're plunking down for that vacation. And psychologically, even though you might be spending more on coffee during a given year, that big chunk of expenditure feels really expensive. So sometimes it's more a matter of confidence than actual funds.
Now, if Americans aren't traveling that much, how much are they traveling out of the country for their vacations?
It's not a common activity, so less than 30% of travelers leave the borders during any given year for leisure travel. So for Americans, very often, it's just such a vast and varied nation. There's so many great destinations within the U.S. Most Americans stay in the U.S. when they're traveling this summer.
And these hotel deals we're now seeing through Hotwire and Expedia, how much is that increasing the use of hotels and encouraging traveling in general?
Well, I think deals always make it a little bit easier for people to feel good about taking vacation. There are certainly a lot of them. They'd love to think that, you know, we'd all love to think that they're encouraging people to take trips that they weren't considering before. But in general, that's a very, very small percentage. So most of the time, people already know they'd like to go on a trip, and it's just a matter of finding the best deal.
Now, in your research, did you look at vacation destinations? Are there spots that Americans, even though we're traveling less, consistently still go to?
Beaches. We all love the sea, and going to beaches is definitely the most common type of vacation that people are looking for.
I see. What about Vegas? Is that still a biggie?
It is still definitely a very big destination, but not quite as popular as just that general rest and relaxation that people are looking for in their sort of getaway for the summer.
And what do you think of this term staycation, this idea that we really don't need to travel, we can have a little vacation right in our backyards? Is this a real trend that we're seeing, and do you expect that to stick around?
Well, I think there's always going to be some element of people, you know, not taking a trip for whatever reason. Sometimes it isn't always financial. Sometimes you might have sort of a sick loved one and you want to stay close to home. You know, there are always so many great activities wherever you live in the States that you can partake in. So I'd say overall, enjoy, you know, everyday life where you live. There are so many great sort of local activities. But in general, I'd say this vacation, and I'm glad to say this, we don't see making a comeback.
And in terms of the research you do and how the travel industry uses it, are they looking to find strategies to obviously increase the rate of travel? And are there any real ideas of how to do that?
Well, we definitely do try to help travel companies tailor their products for consumers. And that's really, I'd say, my primary objective is to give travel companies information about what travelers like, what they're looking for, what's meaningful and valuable to them.
And what would you say is, I mean, we talked about beaches being a key destination, but those areas that don't have that quality to them, what kinds of things are key to drawing more tourists and travelers?
Well, I think people love, just in general, authenticity and local flavor. And so when we think about when we go on vacations, it's not because we just want to sit in the hotel room itself. Definitely, you know, the pool and some property amenities are very important. But really, we like to experience the destination. So I think travel companies are getting better about highlighting what to do when you're in town.
I mean, when you talk about beaches, Michigan is the beach state, practically, of the country. From what your impression as an outsider, do you view that as a beach state that is drawing tourists in an effective way with our beaches?
Well, I'd say beaches, being an outsider, is not the first thing I think of when I think of Michigan. I think more of sort of that countryside or lakeside or more mellow type of experience. When I think beaches, usually I'm thinking Florida, the sort of sun destinations. But even within the world of beaches, there are definitely a broad range. And when I think about countryside, lakeside vacations, that's also a very popular type of getaway.
You'd certainly prefer to be in Michigan, I think, in the summer than in Florida, certainly in July and in August at least.
I'd agree with you.
And your plans for Memorial Day, are you going to be on a beach yourself?
Yes, I will be on a beach.
Well, that makes one of us. Carol Rehm, Senior Director of Research at Focusrite, a travel industry research firm. Carol, thanks so much for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You are listening to 1320 WILS.